Hello and welcome to your GCSE Biology Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor today and we're diving into one of the most important topics in the entire specification, bioenergetics. Whether you're revising for your mocks or your final exams, this episode is going to walk you through everything you need to know, from the equations to the exam technique. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Bioenergetics is essentially the study of how living organisms obtain, transfer, and use energy. And at the heart of it are two processes you absolutely must know inside out: photosynthesis and respiration. These two processes are the engine room of life on Earth, and examiners love testing them, so let's make sure you're fully prepared. Let's start with photosynthesis. Photosynthesis is the process by which plants, algae, and some bacteria convert light energy into chemical energy stored in glucose. The key thing to remember straight away is that photosynthesis is an endothermic reaction. It takes in energy from the environment. This is a really common exam trap, so say it with me. Photosynthesis is endothermic. The word equation you absolutely must know is carbon dioxide plus water in the presence of light energy produces glucose and oxygen. Now for the chemical equation, and yes, you do need to know this, it is 6CO2 plus 6H2O with light energy produces C6H12O6 plus 6O2. That's 6 molecules of carbon dioxide, 6 molecules of water, producing 1 molecule of glucose, and 6 molecules of oxygen. Practice writing this until it's second nature. Where does photosynthesis happen? In the chloroplasts, specifically in the chlorophyll pigment found inside them. Chlorophyll absorbs light energy, and that energy is used to drive the reaction. This is why plants are green. Chlorophyll reflects green light and absorbs red and blue wavelengths. Now, photosynthesis doesn't just happen at a constant rate. Its rate is controlled by what we call limiting factors. A limiting factor is the factor that is in shortest supply and therefore controls the rate of the reaction. There are 4 main ones you need to know: light, intensity, carbon dioxide concentration, temperature, and the amount of chlorophyll. Let's think about each one. Light intensity, the more light available, the faster photosynthesis can occur up to a point. Carbon dioxide concentration, CO2 is a raw material, so more of it means faster photosynthesis, again, up to a point. Temperature, enzymes control photosynthesis, and like all enzyme-controlled reactions, increasing temperature increases the rate up to the optimum, after which the enzymes denature and the rate drops sharply. And chlorophyll, more chlorophyll means more light can be absorbed, so more photosynthesis can occur. Here's a crucial exam skill: reading graphs about limiting factors. If you see a graph where the rate of photosynthesis plateaus, that is, it levels off and stops increasing, you need to identify what is limiting it. If you've been increasing light intensity but the rate has plateaued, it means something else. Is now the limiting factor, most likely CO2 concentration or temperature? Examiners love this type of question, so practice identifying the limiting factor from graphs. For higher tier students, you also need to understand the inverse square law for light intensity. The relationship is light intensity is proportional to 1 divided by the distance squared. So if you double the distance between a light source and a plant, the light intensity decreases to 1/4. If you triple the distance, it drops to 1/9. Always show you're working in calculation questions. You'll get marks for the method even if you make an arithmetic error. Now let's move on to respiration. Respiration is the process by which organisms release energy from glucose for use in metabolic processes. And here's a really important distinction that examiners will penalize you for getting wrong. We say energy is transferred, not produced or released in the traditional sense. Use the phrase, energy is transferred to the cells, rather than energy is produced. There are 2 types of respiration, aerobic and anaerobic. Let's start with aerobic respiration, which is the main type, and occurs when oxygen is available. The word equation is glucose plus oxygen produces carbon dioxide plus water, and energy is transferred. The chemical equation is C6H12O6 plus 6O2 produces 6CO2 plus 6H2O. Aerobic respiration transfers a large amount of energy and occurs in the mitochondria. Anaerobic respiration occurs when oxygen is not available. For example, during intense exercise, when your muscles can't get enough oxygen fast enough. Here's where it gets interesting, and where many candidates lose marks. The products of anaerobic respiration are different depending on the organism. In human muscles, anaerobic respiration produces lactic acid. The word equation is glucose produces lactic acid. No oxygen is used, no carbon dioxide is produced. The lactic acid builds up in the muscles, causing that burning feeling you get during intense exercise. This creates what we call an oxygen debt, the extra oxygen needed after exercise to break down the lactic acid. The lactic acid is transported in the blood to the liver, where it's converted back into glucose. This is a higher tier point that examiners love to test. In yeast and plant cells, anaerobic respiration produces ethanol and carbon dioxide. The word equation is glucose produces ethanol plus carbon dioxide. This process is called fermentation and is used in brewing and bread making. The CO2 produced makes bread rise and creates bubbles in beer and wine. Let me say that again clearly because this is one of the most common mistakes in the exam. In muscles, anaerobic respiration produces lactic acid. In yeast, it produces ethanol and carbon dioxide. Do not mix these up. Now let's talk about metabolism. Metabolism is defined as the sum of all the chemical reactions that occur in the body. This includes both photosynthesis and respiration, as well as many other reactions like protein synthesis, the synthesis of lipids, and the breakdown of glucose. Examiners sometimes ask you to define metabolism, so make sure you can give that precise definition. Right, now let's talk exam technique and common mistakes. This is where you can really pick up or lose marks. First, always check whether the question is asking for a word equation or a chemical equation. These are different things, and you'll get 0 marks if you give the wrong type. Second, when describing photosynthesis, always mention that it is endothermic. Many candidates forget this and lose a mark. Third, be precise with your language. Use energy is transferred, not energy is produced. Examiners are specifically told to penalize the word produced in the context of energy. Fourth, when interpreting graphs, always look at where the line plateaus and ask yourself, what factor could now be limiting the rate? Don't just describe what the graph shows, explain what it means. Fifth, for calculation questions involving the inverse square law, always show your working. Write out the formula first. Light intensity is proportional to 1/d², then substitute your values, then calculate. You'll get method marks even if your final answer is wrong. Sixth, don't confuse the role of the liver and the lungs. The liver processes lactic acid after exercise. The lungs exchange gases during breathing. These are separate processes and examiners will penalize you for mixing them up. Now let's do a quick fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, pause, and then give you the answer. Try to answer before I do. Question 1. What is the word equation for photosynthesis? Carbon dioxide plus water in the presence of light energy produces glucose and oxygen. Question 2. Name the 4 limiting factors for photosynthesis. Light, intensity, carbon dioxide concentration, temperature, and chlorophyll. Question 3. What are the products of anaerobic respiration in yeast? Ethanol and carbon dioxide. Question 4. What is the oxygen debt? The extra oxygen needed after exercise to break down the lactic acid that built up during anaerobic respiration. Question 5. Is photosynthesis endothermic or exothermic? Endothermic. It takes in energy from the environment. Question 6. Where does aerobic respiration occur in the cell? In the mitochondria. How did you do? If you got all 6, brilliant, you're well on your way. If you missed any, go back and review those sections. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of the key points to take away from this episode. 1. Photosynthesis is endothermic. It converts light energy into chemical energy stored in glucose. The equation is 6CO2 plus 6H2O produces C6H12O6 plus 6O2. 2. The 4 limiting factors for photosynthesis are light intensity, CO2 concentration, temperature, and chlorophyll. 3. Aerobic respiration uses oxygen and produces carbon dioxide, water, and transfers a large amount of energy. It occurs in the mitochondria. 4. Anaerobic respiration in muscles produces lactic acid. In yeast, it produces ethanol and carbon dioxide. 5. The oxygen debt is the extra oxygen needed to break down lactic acid after exercise. The liver processes lactic acid. 6. Metabolism is the sum of all chemical reactions in the body. 7. Always use energy is transferred, not energy is produced. That's it for this episode. You've covered the core content, the exam technique, and tested yourself with the quiz. Now go and practice some past paper questions on bioenergetics. That's the best way to consolidate what you've learned. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.